National Donut Day. And it's the first Friday of June, which was originally created by, and this is maybe a little history that you didn't know. I think I remember this, but I'd forgotten it, so I thought I wanted to pass it along. It relates to the Salvation Army.
Really? Salvation Army had something to do with National Donut Day.
Widely credited with popularizing the donut in the United States during World War I by feeding American soldiers donuts.
Huh.
Yeah. It says here that a couple of women were credited with coming up with the idea of frying donuts in soldiers' helmets near the front line as a quick treat for soldiers.
Is that why they called them the Doughboys?
Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
No.
No?
Okay. It's an interesting theory, but that's not why.
Yeah, especially since they use their helmets for it.
Yeah.
That's not why. But yeah, yeah. And the National Donut Day was first celebrated in Chicago in 1938. It was celebrated to help the needy during the Great Depression and to commemorate, they say, as they were called during the World War I serving of the women and the soldiers, they were called Donut Lassies.
Okay.
When they were serving the soldiers. And so that's why it has its history, though. It's to the Salvation Army, again, credited with popularizing. It's not like they invented the donut, but they popularized its...
Using it
during World War I. I think the Doughboy reference actually goes back to some history of soldiers that were serving in some dry and dusty conditions.
Yeah, I think around the Mexican border, actually.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you what, though, Charlie. There are a few different stories out there exactly how it all started, how the Doughboys started. But according to worldwar.org...
Oh, please, I'll trust worldwar.org.
They're saying that it seems like it started sometime around, likely the name attached early to the Americans from U.S. military operations on the Mexican border, sometime around 1910, 1916, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why?
Okay. Wow.
I'm
not going to go into that. There are a few paragraphs into it exactly why, but that's
okay.
It has nothing to do with donuts.
Geography and Doughboy, I just don't make the connection.
I know.
Well, again, I had heard. This goes back years. My memory probably fails me because I'd always wondered, and I remember looking it up years ago, and there's something about some of the conditions where the soldiers got covered in some kind of elements that made them look. Like they had a doughy appearance.
No, you're right.
Muddy
dust,
or something.
The dust.
Or dust.
Okay, that's what you're saying. That's, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, Charlie's right about that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Powdered donuts, huh?
One of the theories.
No, yeah. Your memory's pretty good. No, that's. I think you're correct.
Well, sometimes it is. My history teacher would have been proud of that moment, but everything else I forget. So, but enjoy, and as we said earlier, a lot of bakeries are celebrating. Some are offering free product. Again, you check. Others are offering pricing and special things, but enjoy a National Donut Day.
Go to your favorite shop, and there's such a variety of the way they're done and how they turn out, and people have their own individual choices.
Yeah, it can be
preferences.
Just a simple donut that... You know, it is very tasty to very elaborate donuts. So it's like, wow, it's a work of art.
Right.
Some that are very light, and then some that are very heavy. Yeah,
that's true, too.
And very large.
Some of those donuts you can make a meal out of.
Yeah, all right.